Business Means, Yuka Royer here in the studio. Good evening to you. Great to see you. EU lawmakers have voted to add new safeguards to a massive trade deal with South America's Mercosur bloc. Tell us more.
Well, it's the latest in a long-running saga. Proponents of the deal, led by European Commission and backed by Germany, wants to advance it by adding more protections for European farmers. Spain says it expects a bloc-wide agreement in coming days for the deal to be signed with the Mercosur bloc by the end of the year. But France's opposition, especially as angry farmers are taking to the street, could cause further delays. Luc Schreger has the latest.
A vote in the European Parliament on Tuesday to better protect its farmers as a massive deal with South American trade bloc Mercosur waits in the wings.
It improves market surveillance, establishes clear and objective criteria for detecting disruptions, speeds up procedures for sensitive products, and allows for rapid action when there are signs of damage. These improvements directly address the concerns raised by farmers across Europe.
The deal, negotiated over 25 years, would be the European Union's largest ever, creating a free trade area with the five Mercosur countries, Brazil, Argentina, Uruguay, Paraguay, and Bolivia, and covering a market of over 750 million people. Germany, Spain, and the Nordic countries have all been behind it, particularly against a backdrop of global trade uncertainty fueled by US tariffs. But EU agricultural giants like France, no stranger to anger from its farmers, have been joined by others like Poland and Ireland. They've dug in their heels, concerned over protecting themselves from vastly cheaper South American imports, with opponents judging existing protections not strong enough.
We know products will be coming in from abroad with production costs 20 times lower than ours. They will flood the market. These deals spell the end of French farming.
The Tuesday vote sent back heftier measures, such as investigating surges from Mercosur countries if imports rise by more than 5% and if their prices drop 5% below EU equivalents. Mercosur countries would also have to adhere to EU production standards to access its market.
Yeah, latest there on Mercosur. Meanwhile, the European Commission has scrapped a proposed ban on the sale of the internal combustion engine cars from 2035.
Well, Mark, a 2023 law obliged car makers to bring CO2 emissions from new vehicles down to zero by 2035, effectively allowing only battery-powered cars to be sold from then on. But under pressure from the industry that's facing headwinds, the European Commission has walked back on that. The new proposal to reform that law would require a 90% cut in emissions from 2021 levels instead of 100%. It also gives automakers a window from 2030 to 2032 to cut car emissions by 55%. For vans, the target has been lowered from 50% to 40% by 2030. Now, the watering down comes after months of hard lobbying by the industry. In October, the Association of European Car Manufacturers declared that the previous target was no longer achievable given the slow pace of market growth for battery-powered cars. Compounded further by competition from cheaper Chinese rivals, the sector argued that the initial plan would destroy the industry. The EU's climate commissioner said that the bloc wanted to maintain Europe's competitiveness and advance decarbonisation. Manufacturers will have to offset the remaining 10% in emissions cut by using green fuels and European-made low-carbon steel. Let's take a listen to the commissioner.
We're staying the course towards zero emissions mobility, but we're introducing some flexibilities for manufacturers so they can meet their CO2 targets in the most cost-efficient way. But flexibility will then be compensated by either sustainable renewable fuels or clean steel made in Europe. So the combination of the flexibility and also the compensation mechanism is, if you will, the cornerstone of this proposal.
So why has the EU's electrification been so slow?
There are several factors, including high energy prices here in Europe. The initial plan applied to all vehicles, but for lorries and buses, going electric is harder as there aren't enough charging stations for heavy-duty freight transport. In the first 10 months of this year, fully electric cars accounted for only 16% of European vehicle sales. That's up from 13% a year before, but still a small fraction, as more people opted for hybrid cars. They're greener, but still powered by internal combustion engines. Sales of BEVs have been uneven across Europe, growing faster in northern and western countries and a lot slower in the south. In Norway, which is not in the European Union, 94% of new cars were battery-powered in the first half of this year, while in Italy, that figure was just 5%. The argument was that if the ban went into force, it would only make drivers keep their older, more polluting cars for longer. Not good for the environment.
It's not just European car makers that are pulling back from electric cars. Tell us more about that one.
Well, American carmaker Ford on Monday announced that it would take a nearly $20 billion charge related to the restructuring of its business priorities, including the cancellation of electric car projects.
Ford is pulling back from its EV ambitions. On Monday, the American automaker said it will take a $19.5 billion write-down as it kills off several all-electric models. $8.5 billion of that hit is due to the discontinuation of next-gen electric vehicles, including its all-electric pickup truck, the F-150 Lightning, which is set to become a hybrid. And $6 billion of the write-down are tied to the scrapping of a joint EV battery venture with South Korea's SK On. Ford also announced it no longer intends to produce a previously planned new electric commercial van for Europe.
Rather than spending billions more on large EVs that now have no path to profitability, we are allocating that money into high-returning areas, more trucks and vans, hybrid extended-range electric vehicles, affordable EVs, and entirely new opportunities like energy storage.
Electric trucks have always been a tough sell for consumers. Their large, expensive batteries push prices up higher than most are willing to spend. But a $7,500 tax credit meant to encourage affordability of EVs was left to expire before November, and electric vehicle sales fell some 40% that month. Ford expects hybrids to drive growth in the coming years. The company said hybrids, extended-range electric vehicles, and battery electric vehicles will make up 50% of its global sales by 2030, against just 17% today.
Florent Marché with that report, and that's it from the Business Desk.
Yuka, thank you very much. Did Yuka back with more business, of course, as we go through the evening. Thank you, as always.